Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Jamie's with us.
Who?
Jamie or sexy Coach Hill, depending. We don't know. We don't know who we're getting. Who's here with us now?
I'm pretty sure it's sexy Coach Hill. Whoa, what's that? That's weird. Oh,
no.
I'm sorry. Mike Love just came downstairs. Weird. Sorry, Jamie. That was an accident.
You're right, buddy.
What the hell was that?
You're stealing ass for that.
That was, I think that was
the joke of the weekend.
That
was
my God. It's been.
Beach
like
boys.
The joke of the month.
It was joke of the month, but it got really amplified for the weekend.
Yeah, it was much more entertaining live, actually.
Yeah, every time somebody look at me, they just start clapping.
Well, you know what? I just thought. You know what I thought of after the fact? When we were standing waiting to start the. So we're talking about the. We were down in Raleigh for the Jane Jack Autism Speaks event, and so we were.
People can still donate, right?
Yes,
people
they can
still donate. Okay, you can donate. Go to janejack.com. Donate.
There you go. All right, so we were standing in line ready to start the walk, and we started doing this. But when you're doing when you're mimicking this particular video, doing that, it looks like you're making fun of developmentally disabled people.
Oh.
I didn't think about that until after we did it. And I was like, ooh, people probably don't know what we're talking about, even though we know what we're talking about. And we probably look like real assholes right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like going, we're clapping, going, no. And I'm like, I didn't think about it until much later. And I was like, well, I'm not going to worry about it now because I'm never going to see any of those people again. And that wasn't the intention. But it didn't look good.
No, it didn't.
After thinking about it, it didn't look good. Anyway.
Oh, well.
What are we going to do now? It's over. It was entertaining to us. That's all that really matters.
It was funny.
It is pretty hilarious.
It was funny. I mean, I'm to the point now where I'm beyond just getting bent out of shape over it.
Well, I would hope so. We've done it nonstop for 4 days.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm used to it by now. I mean, I ain't seen Rob since he came to my house almost 2 years ago, and he's right in the middle of the action of clapping like he's, you know, along with the video.
That's very entertaining.
I do it because I like the video, not because I want to poke fun at you. Yeah.
I do it for both reasons.
Yeah, Mike has malintent. I do not.
I know he's got malintent.
I have malice in my heart.
That's why I feel him snoring.
I was. I snore loud. I will not deny that. Nor
that
could
Mike
I.
Trying
deny
to get
it.
The evil out.
Yes, that's the evil really trying
okay,
to escape.
Can I just ask? I missed something along the way. Apparently, yeah. What is the source material for the clapping video?
The Beach Boys shred. It's been posted all over the place. Just look up Beach Boys shred on YouTube. It'll
please
pop
watch
up.
It.
Yes, it's entertaining.
Okay.
So shredding is it's like apparently a thing. So people take videos of like usually live performances of an artist and they'll re-record the audio over it. So if you've ever seen like bad lip reading, it's sort of like that but for music. So it's like right. So it looks like these people are singing and doing things, but like it's not really them. And it just this Beach Boys video just because they're so because in reality they're lip syncing to their song, so they're really like uninto it, and like there's a lot of the visuals are kind of funny. So when you vocalize what you're seeing, it sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I can't explain it. Just watch it. It's
you need it's to amazing. See the video.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is watch funny.
Yeah, if you go, actually, it's in. Robin posted it in Media Junkyard. What, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that, Robin.
Well, I offered him to take us. I offered him a sandwich to take it down, and he thought I was offering him some narcotics or something. So it's still up. It's funny. I'll laugh about it now. I don't care.
We did have a good time over the weekend, though.
We did.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Rob visited the homestead. Got to see the homestead. The house I live in.
You should have called the guy that's going to pick up the countertop, and Rob could have helped y'all load it.
Yeah, fuck him. Now I got some other idiot who wants to buy it, who wants me to cut it up in pieces for him.
Oh, yeah, just get right on that, because you have nothing
else to do with your life. Yeah, okay, yeah. No, that's not the deal. people.
Wow.
Yeah, that was today. I was like, well, come on, dude. I was just like, whatever. I was like, no. No, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. But
people have really high expectations. Like, I asked some farmers, because I have a couple acres. I asked some the local bee association if they knew of any people who maybe had an interest in keeping bees who had nowhere to do that. And I have room with different fruits and vegetables and things growing all the time, you know, in the summertime. Mm-hmm. If they knew someone who wanted to keep a couple of hives on my property. And their response was, would you be willing to plant an acre of buckwheat?
Wow.
No, I really wouldn't. So there you go. Anyway, you guys had a fabulous time in Raleigh from the sounds of it. And success was made and money was raised. So.
Yep. We saw some new people, some old people.
Yeah.
Well, you're old enough, so there were mirrors there, I know.
Yes. Yeah. I slept with John again. Well,
everybody wants to. Yeah.
The bed was full of bacon crumbs every morning.
I slept alone.
Yeah, Rob slept sideways on the fucking bed.
Oh.
There's a lot of room.
He's like, wow, this is luxurious.
Were you guys in the same room?
Yeah, the three of us split it. Oh. Yeah, I chose that bed because I don't like being near the air conditioner because it tends to give me a sore throat. So I like to be as far away as possible.
Yeah, me and Nick were across the hall from y'all.
That's a sexy southern sandwich there.
Did you guys share a bed even though you didn't have to?
No, ma'am.
No. You got a king.
Did you boot scoot and boogie?
No, we didn't.
What was that?
Wasn't that a song or something? Boot scoot and boogie.
Yes, it was.
Boot scoot boogie.
No, I don't think it went like that.
Yeah, close enough.
Well, maybe. Maybe that was a completely different tune with that song. What do you want from me? I'm tired, damn it.
And on Sunday after we saw Dumb and Dumber off back in New York or New Jersey, y'all pick. And we got a chance to go over to Jay Colleen's house, and they decided, we got to talking and figured out I had never watched one episode of Lost whatsoever, and so we all...
Okay, where the fuck did you come from, Jamie?
That's a good question.
Where the fuck did you come from? Yes. Everybody comes from Jay and Jack. It comes down in a pyramid to Media Junkyard, and it sits in the bottom of the toilet here at the Chatterbox. So where the fuck did you come from?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you had never seen Lost at all.
Yeah,
and I knew that, but I forgot.
Yeah, I've watched. I got two episodes underneath my belt, and I'm gonna finish out for next year.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Michaela's Got Questions. Where the fuck did you come from?
The junkyard. I sponsored. What was it? 4 years ago.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess it was 4 years ago because that was the first time we both went.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
Can I suggest to you, Jamie, that as you watch Lost, you listen to the Lost podcast?
Oh, that's a cool idea, actually.
Well, I got to, I guess, subscribe to it because it's not on part of the free feed.
No, the original one should be, right?
Yeah, the original one. They said they'd always keep that free, so I'm pretty sure that they did that.
Well, I didn't find it. So, I mean, I looked the other day for it.
You might have to go to the site because the old episodes might not be on there.
Okay.
Because they only list so many episodes on iTunes.
Right.
You may have to go directly to say. I don't know if that's still up or not. I don't know.
Right.
It really was an excellent accompaniment for the show.
Yeah, and actually, it would be first time following it along. That would be cool to listen to it again. That would be.
Well, that's my plan. But to answer your question, Michaela, 4 years ago.
Oh no, you cannot send them feedback. They already recorded the show. Just to answer you before you ask.
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Whatever. But anyway, there was an episode where they were having the swear jar.
Oh my God, the swear jar! Yeah,
you remember the swear jar, Rob? Well, I sponsored it one night or one Monday night and said, well, heck, it's a chance to drive up. Raleigh's not that far. Drive up, meet a couple of the people that I've listened to and meet, you know, talk with Maggie. We'll listen to her on that podcast that I won't name. And
back then, that was a show then?
What?
That show was a show then?
No, I'm talking about the Survivor deal.
Yeah, that I didn't know that was on then.
Yeah.
Ah. No, I didn't know that.
She was part of the show then. And so I just drove up there to meet everybody and hung out for the day and left and come back home Saturday night. And just decided I'd like to go back the next year because I had got to know, you know, everybody a little bit better.
Even though everybody thought you were Big Honkin' Steve. No, it's true. No, it's true. A lot of people did.
Did they?
Well, you were wearing the shirt.
Well, I wore a shirt, yeah, but I did that just to make it easier for people to stand out a little bit.
You were wearing a shirt, okay, and you had an accent.
If Big Honkin' Steve wears a Big Honkin' Steve shirt?
You were wearing a shirt, and you had a southern accent, so I think
you can't wear your own shirt. Yeah, that's my stuff. Yeah.
Anywho, that's how I got there. And I've had, you know, it's a fun enough time that I go back every year.
It is a good time.
Can I ask you how you found podcasts? Like, I know how I found I downloaded iTunes and I must have just got my iPod. No, I didn't even have an iPod because I used to copy them onto an MP3 player manually.
Yeah, me too. I used to have a little flash card that went in mine. The little card.
Mine was like a sand disc or whatever.
Flash card, little SD card, yeah.
I want to say that it all kind of got, since I got an iPod, I started looking, and that's when Heroes was on. It all rolls back to Heroes for me.
There's always a show.
I was listening to the 10th Wonder with Graham and Derek and him. And I think it rolled over to, they got talking about Geek Out Loud and it went to hearing Steve on there. And then when Steve was on the GFY Stevie Wonder episode, that started there.
GFY was the culmination of a lot of things, I think.
I thought about that more than once of how did it really get started getting to know everybody, and I think it was started with 10th Wonder to Geek Out Loud to Media Junkyard.
That makes sense.
Interesting. I always find it interesting to see where people
start
started, joined in, or got, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how it all came together.
And it was funny sitting over at Colleen and Jay's house. She's like, so you're not spoiled by sitting around for all these years listening to what stuff? I'm like, honestly, no, because I've tuned half of it out.
Yeah, like anything. Yeah, like if somebody's talking about a show that I don't watch, I don't really retain what they're talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be really spoiled on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not spoiled one bit. I am just a little bit, just because I remember with the finale being like it is. I remember just hearing and seeing stuff.
Yeah.
But,
and just general pop culture knowledge you're going to hear. Yeah.
It's not enough, but it ain't going to stop me from.
Nah.
I mean, honestly, my first thought, and this, I know people think it's probably sacrilegious, but I just thought, okay, how are they going to do another show on an island? We just did that with Gilligan's. You know, not recently, but
that was like 40 years ago.
I said that
it was in black and white.
Myself, shut up, Mike. It was done before, like on Gilligan's, is what I was thinking. I'm like, why watch it? So I didn't give it a chance, and it was on the same time as Heroes.
I can't believe they're doing another show instead of that. Heroes first season was good.
The Vampire Slayer. There you go. That's funny.
I got ahead of myself.
I think it was Alias or something like that. I can't remember.
What's that?
You didn't. Buffy. And I didn't watch Alias because I think it was Alias because I was too loyal to Buffy.
I didn't watch Alias because I don't like Jennifer Garner.
Oh, what? She's totally cute. What are you talking about?
No, she's not.
For a girl next door, plain, she's cute.
Well, that's like saying a really crappy piece of wood is a good piece of wood.
Okay, but there's Baba Voos and then there's Girl Next Doors.
You would be the expert on wood, wouldn't you?
Oh, what the? What the heck was that? What was that?
The rest of the family is watching Survivor while I'm doing this. And that they're...
So we're going to have to call this Survivor Play-by-Play?
I was like, wow, what the hell's going on? Hi. That's funny.
No, it's funny. No, it fits right in with our down-home style.
Yes, it's true.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you guys all rallied out for now? I'm sure we'll keep coming back. But sure. They raised a lot of money, right? Do you know what the final total was? Does anyone know that?
I don't know.
Hey, Sunday night. I think it was... Or Sunday afternoon, we were... Or where did we finish? It was like close to, what, 5,000?
Wow.
I just had her.
It was, yeah. It
upper
was
under, fours. Yeah, just yeah.
A bit under. Yeah, upper 4,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you can still donate. Just go to janejack.com.
Yes. I'll tell you what, I like doing the walk run before and then doing the 12-hour podcast. Yeah. I think that worked nicely. But, it
was well, nice, that's what we talked about after you guys had left. We went back and started helping them clean up, and they were just, you know, we were talking about it.
That was really why Rob and I left. We didn't want to
clean up. But,
yeah.
Well,
I was going to help clean up.
It's like when it's time to do the dishes and you just have
to. It's like, oh, wow, we really got to go. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, time we got back, they weren't really got that much left to do. But one thing we brought up is this, when you got a little bit longer of a show, while you've got some time in between people, of missing the time where people could just pop up there and start talking about whatever.
Yeah. Well, what you could do is leave a little bit of time for that if you can. You know, make it, you know, maybe start it an hour or two earlier and then you build in that time. But I definitely like shrinking it down from 30. Cause the overnight,
No, I like that a lot. Yeah. I mean, you actually got a chance to get some sleep.
Overnight's deadly.
Oh, God, yes.
Especially when you're manning the shift, eh, Mike and Jamie?
Oh, my God. Well, not, like, this year, everybody was kind of – well, not everybody. Some people were really awake. And yes. I don't know how, but they were. But around 1:30 or so, like, people started falling off.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit the wall.
Yep. And there was no poutine to save you, so you just had to go to bed.
No. And you know what? We all started drinking at, like, 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the moonshine was not opened until after
Holy
midnight.
Shit, that one was so rough.
Oh, the lightning.
Woo, Jesus. That stuff, how rough was that stuff, Rob? Jesus Christ.
I mean, I only took a little sip, but it was like all my openings were like clear.
Yeah, that's what I took a tiny sip.
Flushed out.
Yeah, I was like.
That's a,
cleared the orifices.
That stuff's 100 proof.
It tasted like rubbing alcohol.
Not far from it. Now the other, did you get any of the other?
No, I did not.
That was only 40.
That's not bad. I heard that was very good, actually. The apple pie or whatever it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why you didn't get any. Somebody got a hold of it and went,
Yeah,
this is yummy. Yeah.
I assure you, the White Lightning did not go that fast, and that the other probably did.
No, I got probably well over 3/4 of the jar I brought back home.
Oh, you put it in your gas tank.
I probably could.
You know,
I did have to stop and fill up the tank before I left to come home. I could have used that and saved a couple dollars.
Yeah, you definitely could.
Oh, your poor engine.
Oh man. So, Mikhail, while we were there, you were in Palm Desert, right?
I was. I very last-minutely, I booked a flight on Thursday, left a Sunday morning, and went to Palm Desert for a week with my father.
Awesome.
Yeah. It came totally out of nowhere. My husband and I had planned on going down there with him and my mom, and they were, she ended up coming back because my stepsister was having a baby. And And so he was all alone. So really, it was kind of a mercy mission that I went down there to save him from the lonesome and boredom of the sunshine and the pool and the strawberry daiquiris. Aren't I a good daughter?
That sounds delicious.
It was lovely. And then on Tuesday, we went to see Craig Ferguson. And we were in the audience. And that was very interesting. I don't know. Have any of you ever been in the audience of a show like that?
No.
Yeah, I have.
You have? So you have been not in the audience. You know then that you are what's called a show enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that? Which show did you go to?
Well, I mean, I used to work on Conan, but I was also in the audience. I mean, I've been on the audience too.
Oh, okay, because they kind of they get you in there and they put you through a metal scanner and take away your cell phone, and then I was like, give me back my cell phone, I will die. And then they get this comedian to come out and tell you bad jokes and teach you how to laugh correctly and that you're to laugh at everything. Even if it's not funny, because who the hell are you, he says, to know whether it's funny or not. And they were very good. They were very funny, and they just were trying to get the audience all pumped up and stuff, so that was fun. And then we went up, and they gave us a little talking to. They said, if you have a peculiar laugh, don't use it. Or we'll pull you out of the audience. Because they don't want to interrupt the flow of the show, right? Mm. Well, yeah, they don't want you to interrupt the flow of the show. And they say, you know, you're not the audience. The millions of people watching at home are the audience. You are show enhancers. So, you know, when the horse secretariat comes out, this is the dance we do. And everybody does the dance. Now let's practice the dance. And then, you know, like this kind of thing. So, but it, you know, it was fun and it was an interesting experience. And I certainly didn't think that on Thursday that I would be at Craig Ferguson in the audience enjoying myself with my father. So... it was really fun. We had a great time. And it was just a really long day. We got there at 3:00 and we finally got back to Palm Springs because we had to go to LA, right? By the time we got back to Palm Springs, it was about 9:30. So it was kind of a long process. So, but it was fun. I'm old. What can I say?
After you're going to Palm Springs. Yes, yes.
We're going to Palm Springs. Okay. Oh, speaking of old people. You know you're at the Palm Springs Airport because every second announcement is wheelchair required at gate number B or gate B, wheelchair service please at gate C, you know, and it's like the only announcements they ever make. And if you sit on a plane full of old people long enough, this is a scientific fact, the recycled air will begin to smell like fart.
Ew.
Because old people, women in particular, fart a lot. This is a fact. I don't know what happens there. I don't know why, but...
Well, I'm guessing you lose muscle control.
Maybe. Or just you just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, probably both, yeah.
You think, I've been holding it in for 70 years. I'm going to stop today. That's what happens. Because, wow. Yeah. So that's just, you know, if you're going to be traveling on a flight with a lot of senior citizens, the octogenarian, as we like to call them, I suggest you perhaps take a scarf and maybe put a little perfume on it.
Oh,
just a suggestion.
That's a good idea.
Make your own filter.
See, or just bring a charcoal filter.
Maybe. So that was fun. Also, what else? So, yeah, Palm Springs was lovely and beautiful and sunny, and I love swimming, and my arthritis loved swimming, and if you ever get a chance to go there, you should go. That's what I suggest to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there. That sounds like a very, relaxing place to be.
It's
you'd fit in.
Yes, I'm very laid back and cool.
And on Craig Ferguson, the guests were... Drew Carey, which was fun, and he looks great. Holy crap, he's lost like a ton of weight. And the other guest was Jane Levine. No. The girl from The Evil Dead.
I don't know.
Jane Levy. That's her name. Jane Levy. And she is from the new Evil Dead movie that's out that Bruce Campbell directed.
Nice. I want to see that.
Yeah. She says she has sex with a tree. So. That would
be. Wow.
So there you go. That was Craig Ferguson.
Sex with a tree. That's hot.
not so much for the girl as the tree, I imagine.
That was in, what was that, maybe Emmanuel 2 or 3?
Oh. Anyway. Speaking of that, Dave's middle finger is the next thing I wanted to talk about. Okay, I had a, I don't know if it's a full moon, I'm pretty sure that it's not, but wow, I've been having a really, really weird couple of days. Yesterday, I went to the doctor's to get my eyes checked, and I had to go top up the meter, and as I came out of the building, I noticed that there was a girl sitting on the glass overhang at a shopping mall. Now, this is not a place you'd get access to. You're not supposed to be sitting on it at all. So she had obviously fallen out of the parking garage two stories above and landed facing the building. So her feet were straight out in front of her. So all I could see was the back of her hair. I couldn't even tell how old she was. And she was not moving. She was not making a single noise. Because that's not really what those things are made for. You know, like it's like when you walk under the store, your head's not getting rained on, right? And she's sitting on the thing. So it was very weird. Hmm. And then the fire department came and took her down. So that was the beginning of the weirdness. And then I went to another appointment. And then I came home. And I found out that Dave had cut off a part of his left middle or right middle finger.
Ouch.
So he's lost the nail and the top of the finger. And this is really gross. But because... they couldn't, if you don't like gross, don't listen. But because they couldn't graft it back on, they just ground the bone down until they could sew enough skin over it. So he has a stubby now. So there you go. So anyway, that's been what's going on for
me.
He has a stubby now. My only question to him was, can they make it wider?
Oh. No.
Oh, babe.
Ouch. Ooh.
It's not the length.
No.
It's the girth. That's, yep. Right.
That's what we tell you.
that's not right.
And the other thing I'm excited about, and this is a little more exciting than Dave losing part of his middle finger and a girl falling off a roof, but that was just the weirdness of my week that I have to explain to you guys. Vancouver Fan Expo is going to be here on the weekend, and I'm going to go with my buddy Blaine and my stubby-fingered husband. So that should be fun. And we're going to have such celebrities as Tia Carrera.
Ooh, from Tia Carrera from Wayne's World 1.
Wayne World fame, 1983 yeah. or something. Elvira will be there.
What? Is it in a wheelchair?
Speaking of ladies. Stan Lee will be there. It's a seniors convention. Holy shit.
I think Elvira is older than Stan Lee.
Nichelle Nichols will be there from Star Trek, Lieutenant Uhura.
Oh.
Wow, Jesus, I just realized.
She's got to be 75.
Hang on just a second. I think it's not a con. It's a seniors convention.
It's not a con. It's an assisted living community.
There are some younger folks. Michael Rooker's going to be there. So that'll be fun.
He's like going to every single con all over the United States.
Yeah. Well, his brother, what's his name on the show? What's his name in real life? Norman Reus was supposed to be there and he had to cancel at the last minute, which seems to be a problem for Vancouver Fan Expo. Aww. Because the kid that played, why am I having such a memory problem? The kid that played the evil blonde little bugger from Harry Potter. What's his name?
Oh, Malfoy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love Harry Potter. I know who Malfoy is. The kid who plays Malfoy was supposed to be coming last year, and he canceled. And they said for sure he was coming this year. He was not going to let us down. And a week before the con, he canceled.
Hey, he let us down, yeah.
So there's that. The fun part for me is that James Marsters is going to be there, and Juliet Landau is going to be there from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I'm going to be excited to
At
see
least
that.
She's under 50.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to represent the 40-year-olds.
Well, the Elvira was on that counting cars show that's on.
Oh, was she?
Because they fixed the car of her, and she honestly, it's either she's got a ton of makeup on, but she looks the exact same.
She does look exactly the same. It's weird, isn't it? So there's lots of photo ops, of course, and booths. There's a Festival of Fear booth, which should be kind of interesting, and a Lego booth and that kind of stuff. And the Back to the Future DeLorean will be there, so what are you going to do? Only the second year of the con, so you got to kind of support in the younger days, right, so that it grows. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. Can't wait to see overweight girls in Princess Leia costumes.
Awesome. That should be awesome.
Men.
Or men, yeah.
Well, at least the one man we saw didn't happen to be overweight, so that was fun.
That's true. Although,
and
I've seen
there's nothing like a Princess Leia with a beanie.
Princess Leia with a beanie. That is a good point, yeah.
Looking at you, Tim, looking at you. Okay, so that's all I got, pretty much.
Right.
Gee, Mike, David, you ass.
What did he do?
You ass.
Whatever.
It's all in fun.
Where's your umbrella?
I didn't have an umbrella in that drink, you smart ass.
If you want to know what they're talking about, please go to the Chatterbox.
Yes, join the Facebook group, and you'll be able to see Jamie's cute picture of him drinking very daintily.
Okay, well, speaking of dainty, let's get on to movies like Jurassic Park.
How was that in 3D? I was interested in that because I saw the trailer in IMAX and I was like, that might be cool in 3D.
Yeah, I mean, so 3D was pretty good, but honestly, the experience of seeing Jurassic Park in the theater, I think, is the main attraction.
Did it hold up well?
To it? You know what? It really, really does, and I was shocked.
Huh.
At how good this movie looks.
It's what? It's got to be over 10 years old.
It's the 20th anniversary.
Oh, it's 20. Jesus
wow.
Christ. Where the fuck have I been?
How old
oh, my
do you
God.
Feel, Mike? I feel old.
Holy
ancient.
Shit. When the fuck did that happen?
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
When do I get
looks,
to retire?
I mean, it looks good for a 20-year-old movie. I haven't seen the new one, but, you know.
Honestly, it looks the original Jurassic Park looks better than some current movies that I've seen.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously. I mean, I know they use you know, some practical effects and you know, animatronics and stuff, but they also use CG dinosaurs at points too, and it's so good. It's great, and it's like they'll switch between them, and it's really seamless. So, I mean, this is done by Lucasfilm, so it's like top-notch effects, you know, but even back then, 20 years ago, they look amazing. So, I mean, the movie is fantastic. So even if not, you do not for the 3D, like just going to see the movie in the theater is amazing. But the 3D was well done. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, mind blowing, but it was good. So it was cool to see this movie and just realize how great it is.
Yeah, I hope I have time to go check it out in that format because it would just be cool to see again.
Yeah, definitely recommend it.
That's awesome. It stands up. I'm not surprised.
No, yeah, I'm not surprised either because really when I remember seeing it in the movies and it was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah, it really is.
It just looked amazing when it first came out. And there were other things that came out around the same time that did not look even close to as good. And there's obviously things that have come out since that don't look close to as good. So that's good that it held up. There was a takedown, not like a serious takedown of it. I think it might have been on BuzzFeed or something. But of all the mistakes in the movie, basically, you know, the plot holes in the movie. But that's like, yeah, whatever. But it was fun. It was a fun takedown. It wasn't like, it was tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't, you know, like, oh, yeah, the T-Rex came over the wall. But then there's a 500-foot drop over the wall when they go to jump over it. You know, that kind of stuff. But
Yeah.
But it's just a fun movie. That was such a fun movie when I saw it that I'd love to relive that.
Those scary little velociraptors. Ooh!
Yeah. Oh, they're the worst.
Speaking of the worst, I saw Rock of Ages.
How bad is it?
Did I talk about this last week or last time? I can't remember if I did. Anyway, I watched it. Tom Cruise is in it.
I've watched it too.
Have you? I love to hate Tom Cruise quite a lot.
Oh, actually. Jamie loved it. That's right. That's who talked to me about it. I knew I remembered hearing of Rock of Ages.
I asked, did you watch it yet? And you said no. I said, the movie was just about unbearable, but it had a lot of good songs in it.
That's not what you said.
Yes, I did.
No.
I would have to agree with you, Jamie. I gave it 6 glasses of wine, unless you're a child of the 80s, and then I give it 5. Because there's lots of good 80s music in it. And, you know, Tom Cruise is so fucking good at what he does. That's the problem. That's what makes it so hard to hate him so much. You know? The singing was good. It was totally cheesetastic. I really enjoyed it, actually.
What Jamie said was he wished there was a volleyball scene with Tom Cruise with his shirt off.
Who doesn't? Oh, no, I don't. He's such a little midget. Oof. Horrible little man.
He's such a little midget.
That question came up over the weekend.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. No offense to actual midgets.
So, yeah, don't offend them by calling them Tom Cruise.
Hey, if I don't offend somebody, it's not a show.
Do you have short friends?
Most of my best friends are
Most of my friends are short. Are you friends with LL Cool J by any chance?
Actually, not a fan.
Oh, that's okay, right.
And the other thing. Oh,
speaking of that, really quickly. Sorry to interrupt. Rob heard Accidentally Racist for the first time, right?
I did too. You made me listen to it because you posted a link and you were so shocked. So I went and listened and what the fuck?
You know, I don't really find it to be offensive or anything.
No, I think it's just
incredibly dumb.
Dumb. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah, like people complain like, oh my God, it's so rich. No, I don't think it's racist or anything. I just think it's really stupid. It's two rich guys who are completely out of touch with the world singing
to
each
other. It's
also
a terrible song.
Yeah, and it's really bad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abraham Lincoln, for setting me free. Fuck off!
Really? What was our favorite lines, Mike?
Oh, it was R.I.P. Robert E. Lee.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Mason-Dixon needs some fixing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently Cool James hasn't honed his skills since like 1987.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was like that horrible song he sang with Jennifer Lopez. What can you do? He just needs to make money. It's not his fault.
He doesn't need to make money. He's fucking rich and he's on a TV show.
Maybe.
He's on a shitty TV show that middle America watches.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I always forget.
He's on one of those.
You know what?
I have never seen it, but I know it. Yeah,
rapping anymore. He should stop right now.
Well, after this, he should definitely stop.
Oh, he should have stopped before this. He should have stopped like 5 years ago.
That was an amazing song. Yes, that was my entertainment early in the week. Then Beach Boy Shred was my entertainment late in the week.
I've got that all queued up for when we get off of the show here.
Yes, I'll definitely watch it.
Don't get off on our show. That's just dirty.
Ew.
I do know I have a great sexy voice, though. Anyway, I saw Life of Pi when I was on the plane.
How was that?
It was sad. It was beautiful, and I really enjoyed it as much as probably everybody else who's already seen it did.
It's one of those ones I was kind of mildly interested in, but every time they kept saying, comparing it to Avatar in a commercial, I'm like, yeah, then you're making me not want to watch it. Why are you doing this?
No, I didn't see a connection.
No, they were doing that in the commercial. That was just an ad thing. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because of the effects or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why they were doing that. I just don't think it was a good idea.
It was a really beautiful story.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Someone thinks I have a great voice. Sorry. Hey, Rob was late and I drank more wine than I was supposed to by now.
Jeez.
Anyway, Rob's fault. Okay, I didn't rate Life of Pi. I would give Life of Pi 2 glasses of wine. But I remember I was on a plane, which meant I was a captive audience.
Oh, well, yeah. But that's even better. I mean, if you were able to survive it on a plane and not go, oh, Jesus, I got to turn this off.
Well, I was really lucky because on the way there, the plane was only half full, mm-hmm. and I got row 1, aisle or F. So I was on a window right in the front row. It's perfect.
Very cool.
And then on the way home, I tried to book the same seat, and they wanted an extra $40 to do it.
Oh, jeez.
I thought, screw you. I'll go to row 10.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. Okay, and has everyone seen the Superman trailer?
Yes.
Yes.
Looks excellent. Think?
Looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Seriously. Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I can't wait. My mom was a really big fan of the character and the movies, particularly. Well, Christopher Reeves, if we're all being honest, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And, and so I'm a big fan too, and I'm excited to see this movie.
I really liked them, and I don't think this spoils anything, but I liked how they handled the S.
Yeah, yeah.
So right, I'm just gonna say it's not spoiling it, whatever. So I guess on Krypton that symbol means hope.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to look like the letter S mm-hmm. here. And I think that's a really good way to handle it, because having a giant S on his chest just is, in this world that they're creating, in this more realistic, you know, vision of the movie, it's silly.
Yes.
If he just has an S on his chest. So I like the design of it, that it just kind of looks like an S. It's not really an S. I'm also really curious to see if they give him glasses or how they deal with that. I'm thinking that they probably won't.
Yeah, it almost seems like it's just going to go straight into this new... Yeah, like he's known. They know who he is, right? Yeah,
I don't know if that's... I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, because they show him in the... it's not spoilers if it's in the trailer, right?
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
They have him in handcuffs.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they know. I mean, they have Superman, but I don't know if like... what kind of role Clark Kent plays, and if he tries to, like, they can't have him masquerade around and people not realize that who he is. You know what I mean? Because right. like Superman doesn't wear a mask or anything. So, I mean, that was always one of those things that it worked in the comics and whatever, in the older movies, fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just something that just wouldn't work.
Well, in the original comic, he used to shake his head really fast, right? No, seriously. What? In the very original comic, Superman used to, when he was as Superman.
Yeah,
I think he used to shake his head really fast so nobody could actually see his face.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's how it originally started.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
That was just like gave him headaches.
Well, obviously they couldn't do that in a movie; it would look silly. But
yeah,
I'm here to save you, Lois.
Yeah, I mean, so I wonder if they're even gonna. Is he gonna be a reporter? You know,
well, it didn't look like it from the trailer. They didn't show anything about that life.
Yeah, you don't see anything about that. You never see him in glasses.
And so the only way they show Lois Lane in the interview room,
right,
knowing full well who he is.
Yeah, so maybe they're just gonna skip that part of it, which I think is fine. I mean, it seems like they have all the main things intact, and I don't know. I like where they're going with it.
It's a pretty big diversion from the story. But then again, it's what's his name, Nolan, who loves to make things dark and loves to make things, you know, change the way things go. So what are you going to do?
I mean, it's got a little it's kind of got a vibe of Smallville even in there, don't you think? Like you see more of his, you know, childhood.
I just heard Robin get a boner.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Robin.
Sure, that wasn't a sandwich.
We're not at tech yet. Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. Yay, I think it's gonna be good. And I do think that it's going to set up, there's gonna be something in there that's gonna suggest Justice League.
Yeah, I would think. They would at least hint at it, whether it
definitely
happens.
Definitely gonna be something. Like at the end or something, they're gonna make people go like, oh shit.
Yeah, oh, whether actually, they're able to pull it together or not.
This might be—is this a spoiler? Because it's not the thing. Clark Kent is named in the as a cast member.
Well, I would assume he would be in there somehow. On IMDb. I just don't know how.
And I love that Amy Adams is playing Lois Lane.
Yeah, I mean,
she doesn't sing.
Yeah.
I like her. I wish they would have dyed her hair though.
Yeah, I like her. I don't know how she works as Lois Lane.
Yeah,
I feel Lois Lane's more, I don't know, spunky, or. You know, not spunky, grizzled, I would say. Lois Lane is more grizzled.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
She's a reporter, a hard, you know.
Yeah.
She might be that way, though. She can play it, I think.
Yeah, maybe I'm just seeing her in you know.
I mean, I think the look definitely didn't, because like she doesn't change her look in any movie she's in.
Yeah, and that's kind of important.
Yeah, so like I really think they should have kind of gave her a better Lois Lane look.
Yeah,
I think honestly with her with like you know darker hair
or something. Yeah. Well, it's yeah, like, what's I mean, her name? Blonded it up for Spider-Man.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, but she's supposed to be blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah but I mean, yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne is Perry White, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Who is?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Ah, oh, cool. I like that.
Morpheus.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm excited for it. I mean,
yep.
Superman's not like one of my like all-time favorite superheroes, but I'm really looking forward to this movie.
I think Superman's tough to translate into a modern
story. Is, but it looks like they're going to do a good job of it.
Yeah.
So.
Because, I'll ask you a question, Rob. Yeah. If they don't set up the Justice League, is it going to be just too late?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You have Avengers 2 coming up soon.
What? They're so behind already. If they do not only do they have to do it with Superman, they have to take a giant risk. And just go all the way. They can't be like, oh, well, we'll tease it and maybe we'll do it. They've got to just go and do it.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty confident that they're going to have something.
Sounds good. Will you come out of the theaters, disappointed if they don't?
Yeah, I think I would be, actually. Just because I feel like they just would fail at, they've already got a big job ahead mm-hmm. of them to make this work, and
it's got pretty big names behind it and in the charge of it as well as acting. I think it's going to be a success. I think there's a lot of buzz around. I think as long as they deliver what people are expecting, that they're going to just fine.
Yeah,
I hope.
I think
it'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think if they stick in the this is hard to do with Superman, but if they stick in the realism vein, like Batman, and leave Marvel to the other, to the more
cheesy.
Not cheesy, no.
There's been more comic-y, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. If they
takes more liberties, yeah.
I think that would be smart to delineate themselves from there and keep holding that ground, that realism ground.
Right. Don't try to copy Marvel. Like they've done really well with their more gritty, realistic portrayals and stuff. So I think they should keep on that.
Yeah.
That's true. Well. That's what I would like to see anyway. Yeah. I would like to see them stay in it, at least movie wise.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be as dark as
No, yeah. Nothing has to be. I mean, those got pretty dark. So it doesn't have to be. But I'd like to see it stay in that vein.
Yeah. Agreed.
Rather than a movie with quips and mm-hmm. one-liners and stuff in it.
Right.
Not to say that that's all those movies are, but that's part of what they are.
Right.
Yeah, that is a part of what they are. But
and it works for them, but
yeah, it works. Obviously, yeah. Yeah, you want to have your own thing. I think that would be smart.
Totally.
Yeah, I like Superman enough and the story of Superman that I will sit down with my eyes wide open and my brain turned off and enjoy the hell out of it.
Mikhail, your question got answered.
We talked.
He needs Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. While we were on the drive down to Raleigh, we brought up what I couldn't pronounce or name because I couldn't remember it, which is Aereo.
Yes. I had no idea. I had not heard about this at all.
Yeah, I'd seen
it either.
I'd seen an article about Fox. Threatening to pull all their programming off the airwaves, which is idiotic,
ridiculous.
But, whatever. They're throwing a tantrum, which is fine. But basically, it allows you to watch your local TV via the internet, essentially.
Yeah. So what it does, it's kind of ingenious, and it's kind of questionable whether or not it's legal, and it's in court, and there's whole. I honestly not even sure. It kind of rides the line so closely. But so, as you know, major networks are free over the air, right? So if you're in a, near or close to a major city, you can buy an antenna and pick up a whole bunch of channels for free. So, but also if you try to do that, you also know that sometimes it's hard to get all of them in clearly and you have to move the antenna around. So it's not perfect, right? So in comes Aereo, and what they do is they have a whole bunch of their own antennas that all get perfect signal. And what they will do for you is stream them to you via the internet, right? So it costs $8 a month for, and not only can you watch them live, they also give you, for $8, they give you 20 hours of cloud DVR service. So you can record any of this stuff and play it back whenever you like, which is quite amazing. So I was itching after, you know, Mike told me about it. I was like, I need to try this out. Right now it's only available in the New York like metro area. So but it's supposedly coming to 22 more cities this year, like, including Boston and Philly and a whole bunch of other cities around the US. So
it looks like the fight's been going on for a while, actually.
It has. And they have won a key battle so far, but it's going to go much bigger, you know. I honestly don't know whether or not, so it's free to get these channels, but is it okay for a company to get these channels and then charge people to access them? You know?
Yeah, that's definitely the questionable part.
Right. I mean, to me, I feel like you're paying for the service to record these shows. That's what I see it more as. You know, because I could, you know, put an antenna on and get some of these channels and stuff. But this is just a much easier way to do it. And, you know, I can record them just like any other DVR, which, and watch them on any device I have, which is awesome. I actually picked up the newest Roku box because that's the way to only watch Aereo on your TV is to you can either do it through Roku or through Apple TV. So I picked up the newest Roku, which is actually quite amazing. It's gotten really good reviews. It came out, I think, about a month ago.
Yeah,
it's great. It has just all these, you know, channels and things to watch. And, you know, I have a smart TV and whatnot and multiple devices that stream. But it's kind of nice just to have everything in one place with a really nice interface, including the Aereo. So, I pay for cable right now, and I really don't use it. I kind of want it, like, you know, once in a while when there's like a major thing on or like an award show or something, it's nice to have because it's not something you can easily watch after the fact. But I mean, this remedies that, you know, I can watch or even record, you know, any award show or all the shows that are on major network TV. So I'm going to go and cancel my cable because this is pretty fantastic. It works really well. I mean, I tried it a bit, and once it buffers the channel, I mean, it's on there, and it comes in at 720p, so it looks nice.
Wow.
It's really, really great. So, I mean, if you're in, you know, the New York area, I think it hits parts of New Jersey and Connecticut too, definitely check it out. And if you're in, like, another major city, check out and see if it's coming soon, because it might be.
Yeah, I think I'm going to check it out when I think it's starting in Philly soon. So I'm going to check it out when
You know what? Check, because I just...
It might already be. It.
Check you. You might actually... It's possible you might have it because there's a list of zip codes it works in.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some Jersey zip codes in there.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out because I definitely want to try it. See how it is.
But if not, when it comes to Philly, it should get to you as well. But it's great.
Cool. Yeah, I just happened upon it in some. I just happened to see that article about Fox, and I was like, that might be cool to check out.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting because it's like, as far as I know, the first time a company's streaming live television to you to any internet connected device, you know. So, I mean, I know some cable providers do that, but I mean, we're talking not, you know,
yeah,
without actually
not paying for it, right? Yeah,
yeah. If I were to add basic cable to my, if I were to get rid of my plan, because I'm in like one of the plans and you first sign up, you get like these deals. But if I wanted to add just super basic cable, it would be $30 a month for me.
Wow.
So instead, I can pay $8.
How do you get your internet?
What's that?
How do you get your internet?
I get my internet through Time Warner, which is my only choice.
Is it cable or?
It's cable.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have everything. And I just honestly, like, I can just pay for internet and not have to, you know, pay that all that extra money for the few times where I'm going to watch, you know, broadcast TV.
Right.
So yeah, it's a much better option.
Oh, absolutely. So, as long as it's reliable and you get what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah, we have satellite TV now too.
Nice.
In addition to our regular cable. So we might just boot the regular. Well, we just got it last week. So we might just boot the regular cable to the curb. But our internet's through them anyway. So, but we pay a ton of money. We pay $150 a month for internet and cable.
Yeah, it's insane. The price that they're making you pay, you know.
But I look at it this way. Most of my entertainment hours are spent on watching television programs. And $150 is really not that much money considering I have all my friends in my phone and I have my television, which I love, and it cost me $150. And if I were, you know, going out to the club, well, that would be one night.
Right. Sure. I mean, it's looking at things in perspective. I mean,
I am a nerd.
I pay slightly more than you do, Michaela, but that's my home phone and internet and cable.
Well, we don't. I mean, if you have kids, I totally understand having a home phone.
But I don't.
Dave and I don't, and so we each have a cell phone. It didn't make any sense to have a home phone number anymore.
Yeah,
yeah. Mine
cut us off years ago.
Yeah,
mine asked me one time. He said, "Daddy, when am I going to get a cell phone?" I'm like, "Who's going to call you?" He said, "My friends. I tell them to call the house."
Yeah, or just cancel the house plan and add a plan for him onto yours.
Well, I can't. I'm maxed out right now because I've got my mother-in-law and my parents on my plan, and I only get 5 lines.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody's got to go.
That's I was thinking he's sitting there, your son's sitting there thinking, who can I get rid of?
Oh, I know who I can get rid of, but
mother-in-law? Funny.
Nice knowing you.
It's like that episode of Dinosaurs where they wheel the old people over the cliff when they get too old. Does anyone remember that besides me?
I remember the show, but I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, and the old naggy grandma that lived with them, and she was in a wheelchair. It was her time to get pushed over the cliff, and then I think in the end, if I remember, the son-in-law didn't do it. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, oh god, that show, yeah.
Not the mama. I loved that show. It was fantastic.
I hated it. I don't know why. I just hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
It was not in my wheelhouse.
I loved anything Jim Henson did, though.
So you liked Glee, but you didn't like Dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And if you turn on Dinosaurs now, it does not hold up even in the slightest.
Jim Henson did.
But I guess if you liked it at the time, nostalgically, it would hold up.
I kind of know. You know what? I kind of think it does. I mean, for puppetry and for costuming, I mean, it looks pretty good.
I put it on. That part of it was fine. It just didn't hold up.
Well, everything else.
Yeah. I tried to get. I was like, oh, maybe this is. Maybe I'll revisit this. Maybe it was funny, and I'll try and get Connor to watch it, and it'll be fun. And I was like, oh, God, I'm glad he doesn't like this because this show sucks. It just like wasn't
Fraggle
something.
Rock? Yeah. I loved Fraggle Rock.
I did love Fraggle Rock.
I wonder if that holds up.
I don't know.
The old man with the dog?
Well, you know what? I didn't like Dinosaurs to begin with, so it's not like it didn't hold up for me necessarily. I didn't like it to begin with, so there you go. I didn't have any nostalgia factor for me. But all right, let's talk a little Doctor Who real quick.
I have to preface everything by saying I am so behind on TV.
Me too. Only thing I've seen is Doctor Who.
Okay. So it's the Rings of Akaten we're talking about, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Didn't we talk about that?
Did we? Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, no. Maybe we didn't talk about it because it was on last week. I did see that.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No.
No. This week's I loved. I really like this week's.
This is the one in the submarine. The
submarine.
Right?
What the hell is it called?
Oh, right, the submarine one.
Cold War or something. Yeah, I think it was called Cold War. But I love this week's.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was away for a week like you guys were, so I was really behind on TV, so I got to watch a couple of episodes in a row of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That's all. Yeah. Yeah, Akatan, I didn't love it.
No. I didn't see this latest one, but it looked really cool. And the shots that I saw of like the villain were really cool too. Like,
yeah, definitely. It was I really enjoyed the episode a lot.
Cool.
Was not hokey in the least, which Akatan was ridiculously hokey.
Yeah.
Guy was scary.
Yeah, he was relatively scary. After Akatan, I was like, I don't want any more love or singing to save the day stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's getting a little worn.
It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Can we stop?
Yeah, I need some action.
Yeah. And this was definitely Cold War I dug a lot.
Cool.
Yes. Me too. Orphan Black.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither. Okay. I'm really behind on it. I'm like two episodes behind.
No,
on
I haven't seen the show at all yet.
Neither have I. Okay.
I have it sitting on the DVR. Is it good enough to watch?
Well, I've only seen the two first episodes, and I want to check it out. Like, it's not at the top of my list because I'm behind, but I'm definitely going to try to stick with it because I think the acting is good enough.
Okay. Yeah, I like the pilot a lot. I watched the second episode, and I got to say, like, I was really liking it. It just, I don't know, really good to me. Like, it's compelling. You know, you like want to know what's going on. It doesn't hurt that the lead is hot.
Yeah,
doesn't
and
hurt
you know
all,
what she does not have a British accent in real life. No, neither
she
does
doesn't.
Her buddy.
Yeah,
they're
that's
so
what I was,
good.
That's what I think. I don't know if I mentioned last week or I've been talking about this, but I was shocked. I actually didn't. I was like, I didn't know because she talks in both in the show. So it's like I didn't know which one was real, and I'm usually pretty good at. picking out a fake accent, but I really couldn't. And her friend who speaks in a British accent the whole time, I was shocked to find out that he was Canadian because it's such a authentic accent.
It's so natural; it just rolls right out of him.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And
yeah.
He looks like he also has that look to him, that British look to him. So I was shocked. But
yeah.
Whoever
cast it did a great job.
Yeah. I mean, the cast is really good. And I don't know. It's just plus the fact that, okay, once you start seeing the multiple clones, I mean, this girl has to play so many different characters.
Yeah.
And she's so good. She does it so well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm really enjoying the show. So it's kind of quickly climbing to you know – The one of those shows where like I need to stay on top of it and need to watch it. So,
oh, cool!
Yeah. I definitely recommend watching it, Mike.
Yeah, I will definitely get it. It's on the DVR. It's just the past couple weeks, obviously, I haven't had time to watch a lot. But
there's shows like that, and you think, well, I'm going to watch them, and you don't. But check this one out, definitely.
Yeah, well, I have two Ripper Streets to finish up, and then I'll move on to Orphan Black. There's only a few shows like I make sure I watch weekly, and you know, Doctor Who's one only because I can. Sit down with Connor and watch it, and you know, we can all watch it together.
Is Game of Thrones another one of them?
No, because I don't have HBO, and fuck HBO because they don't let you buy it separately. So fuck them. I don't care.
I also don't have HBO, but I still watch the show.
And did you watch this week's show?
I did not get to see this week's show. I'm actually going to watch it right after we're done.
Okay, it's a good episode. I like it a lot. I'm stuttering because it's so good. I'm stuttering.
Good.
I'm trying really hard not to say stuff.
I know.
Jamie, did you see it?
No, I don't watch it, but my wife does.
You people.
It's hard to talk about TV when we don't watch it, so sorry.
Okay. Yeah. How about The Following?
Oh,
I have.
I'm behind on this too.
Okay, well, we do have some feedback from Jess in Atlanta on this.
Okay, oh, great.
So
okay.
I will read that.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I almost dropped my mic. I'm leaning back in my chair, so I'm holding it. I got my mic in my hand, Jamie.
Is that what you call it?
Is that little mic?
Yes.
Or big mic?
Oh. Hey, guys and gal. I've been at work since 7, so I decided it was time to take a break. Parenthetical here. Since Mike just called me a green chili pepper, although I think that's an upgrade from a tequila shot. Yes, definitely. And I want to send you all my latest thoughts on The Following. I still love this show. It keeps me guessing. I'm glad somebody loves the show, as a matter of fact. It keeps me guessing every week, and just when I think I know what happens, they take it in a completely different direction. Rob, cover your ears in case this is spoilery.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So I completely agree with Michaela that the premise is super creepy. You never know who is going to turn out to be a follower, like, spoiler, Molly. I don't know who Molly is. I forget. It's been a while since I watched it. Anyway, totally did not see that coming. So I know a lot of people suspect Weston. I think the spoilers are done. But yeah, I suspected Weston. I guess he's still not a follower. I think he's one of those people that they're making look like a follower that's never going to be a follower.
Mm.
But I'll obviously I'm like six episodes behind, so I could be completely wrong.
I'm like two behind, but I mean, it was getting better. So
it might be something I check out in the summer. I'm just like super busy right now. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason it fell off for me, or I would have probably kept going with it. Okay. I actually expected the newest Ted FBI guy who seems to hate Ryan. Okay. How come everyone else goes by their last name in the FBI, but Ryan Hardy is just Ryan? Because he's Kevin Bacon, of course. Does that bother anybody else?
And he's not in the FBI.
That's true. He's not in the FBI. That is a good point. He's no longer in the FBI. So back to the whole point about followers being cops, etc. Apparently, there's an entire town of these psychos. I thought a giant X-Men-style mansion was bad enough, but the whole town is filled with these people. I don't understand what they hope to accomplish, though, because the whole premise is life through death. If they kill off everyone, convert everyone, then what? I'm very curious about the plan Roderick and Joe keep talking about. I'm guessing that has more to do with the book Joe is writing. Also, I don't think it was literal, but apparently he really is writing a book. Oh, there you go. Also, on that note, I loved his cure for writer's block. It's interesting how Joe and Ryan keep trying to get inside the other's head, but they are actually a lot more similar than either one of them is willing to admit, especially now that Ryan has spoiler, Rob. Especially now that Ryan has murdered his father's killer. Well, that's all for now. Sorry, this is text-based, but hopefully Boston won't be too disappointed. Apparently, any text-based contribution doesn't count. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Cheers, Joseph in Atlanta. No, text-based counts. And
great feedback.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yes.
How many chili peppers do we give that?
I give that 3 sassy Jamie drinks.
Those are high. Those are good. Yeah, that's good rating.
Okay. Is anybody but me watching Vikings on the History Channel?
No. How is it? What is it? Is it like? What is it like? What is it?
I will tell you.
I have a fear of the History Channel. Because this show they don't have any history on the channel.
It's fantastic. It's on the par with Game of Thrones.
Oh wow, really? Wow.
The show.
Damn.
Yeah. It is the story of Ragnar Lothbrok, who was the greatest hero of his age, and the show. I'm going to read to you because I can't remember it all. It's the saga of Ragnar's band of Viking brothers and his family as he rises to become the king of the Viking tribes. As well as being a fearless warrior, Ragnar embodies the Norse tradition by devotion to the gods. Legend has it that he was a direct descendant of Odin, the god of war and warriors. Hmm. And this show is beautifully costumed. It's massive in scale.
Very cool.
And it is fantastic. And the guy who plays Ragnar looks psychotic half the time, and his face is often covered in blood. But he is hot. In fact, he was so hot, he was the first Calvin Klein male supermodel.
Oh.
When he was like probably too young for me to look at him in his underpants.
And not covered in blood.
And he had long flowy hair. And he's been in a few things, actually. He was in The Beast with Patrick Swayze. I don't know if you remember that show, The Beast.
I missed that one.
It was the very last thing I think Patrick Swayze ever did.
Oh, yeah. I do remember the show he was working on when he died. Yeah.
Yeah. But he is crazy sexy and
crazy sexy cool.
I don't know about that. But check out the show if you can. I think it's on like episode five, maybe, nice. Of the first season. But check it out. Absolutely, hands down, a really fantastic show. It's got one of the lady, the girls in it was Mr. Shu's wife, Terry, in Glee.
Oh, she was on Heroes, too, Jocelyn Gilsig.
She plays one of the leader's wives.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so it's got this really great cast, and it's an epic kind of show. It's a big scale show. Not as big as Game of Thrones. There's nowhere near as much money goes into it. But there's awesome fight scenes, and I mean, he's like a god of war, right? So he kicks some serious ass on a regular basis. And they're not afraid to fight at all. Like, the hacking and the slashing and it's just cool. Amazing. The fighting's amazing. And, check it out. Vikings.
I want to bring up quickly Deadliest Catch because Jamie and I both watch it.
Okay.
And that started this week, and that's my favorite reality show because it's actually reality. but yeah, that started this week. You can check us out on a Deadliest Catch podcast.
Pimp.
And there was another one on that followed it about the Hillstrand boys. And my buddy at work watched, and he said it was really well done.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I haven't watched it yet. That's because I didn't get home from the ball game in time to watch everything last night. So I'll try to get it in.
Yep, so that's what we're watching. But okay, yeah. Community?
Community. The puppet episode was the last one. Puppet Therapy. Anybody seen it?
I have not been watching Community. I've heard that this season has not been so good, so I haven't been that eager to catch up. Not that I've had time, but I haven't been like oh, I
don't I
need
think
to catch
it's
up.
Bad enough to ditch it. Honestly, no. I think it's getting a bad rap because a lot of people feel like they need to defend Harmon. That's how I feel. But you know, I haven't been watching it for years. I watched it over the space of a few months, so maybe I'm not as committed to the fandom. But I'm enjoying this season. I mean, it's not fantastic, but it's, you know, there were episodes that Harmon was a part of that weren't fantastic too. So. Still funny, still the same characters.
So I actually watched the first episode of Community over the weekend too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, funny. What'd you think?
I mean, it was a puppet episode, so I don't know if that was a good one to start with.
Oh, that was the last episode, not the first one.
No, so I watched
his first episode.
Oh, okay. Oh, you started at the end.
Well, I was kind of like, you didn't have much of a choice.
It was on, yeah.
It was what was on at the Casa de Gladfelter.
Ah, yes. Well, there you go. Okay, anyone else got any more TV?
Nope.
I read a book on holidays. Holy shit.
A real book with pages?
No, a Kobo book, an e-book. Oh. But it's the first book I've read with my eyes since Harry Potter. And it was fantastic. It was on the New York Times bestseller list. I think kind of a lot of stuff is, but that's okay. And it's a post-apocalyptic book about these people who live in a shaft. Like a silo that's hundreds of feet deep in the earth, and the planet is too polluted, toxic for them to go outside. And so if you decide that you want to go outside, that's kind of the greatest crime you can commit. And the only way they can see outside is through this camera array. And if you say you want to go outside because you don't believe the images you're seeing on the screen, then they send you out for what's called cleaning. And you go out and you have to clean the cameras so everyone inside can get a better view of the outside, but you die. And that's how the book starts. And it's fantastic. And it's about the life of these people who live in this silo that's hundreds of feet deep. And you should really check it out. And I'm really excited to see there's another book too. Shift is the next one in the series, and Dust is the one after that, and I'm really excited to start reading Shift. So I haven't read in ages, and that was a fantastic book to get started by. Howie wrote it, so check it out. You can get it as an ebook or a paperback or whatever. Right.
Sounds good.
Okay. I have a few Michaela's Got Questions. Hopefully you haven't answered any of these, Jamie.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
You have your thinking cap on?
I do.
Are you feeling pretty self-aware? You know who you are?
I hope so. And okay. I know what, and yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's go. What's your favorite meal?
What, supper, dinner, or this particular meal itself?
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken? Okay. So, like, no salad, nothing, just buffalo chicken?
Either sandwiches or salads.
Okay. You are on death row. What's on the plate?
Crab legs.
There you go. Are you sweet or are you savory?
Sweet.
Do you believe in alien life?
No.
I don't know if I've asked you this before, but what would your superpower be?
Yeah, it was teleportation.
Oh, okay. If you could only listen to one singer, who would it be?
Brian Wilson.
I could have answered that.
If you could be famous, who would you be and what would it be for? Or what would it be for? One or the other. You could pick some. Okay, let me think of this question again. Hang on. Oh, here's the question that if I actually read it on the paper. If you could be famous, would you and for what? That makes a hell of a lot more sense. Jesus Christ. Can I get my own questions right?
I actually can. I don't think so. I don't think I'd want to be famous.
What is your favorite adult beverage? Feels fitting after the picture on our Facebook group.
Tom Collins.
Besides Raleigh, what is your favorite vacation destination?
Either the beach or mountains one. Either. They're about the same with me.
Nice. Thank you for answering Michaela's Got Questions, part two.
All right.
A little less shiny. If you have any suggestions, send them in. I told you, I deleted my questions, and now everyone's been on twice. I need more questions. And I've run out of ideas because my life is very stressful right now. So send me some questions.
Oh, sounds good. All right.
As I have a nervous breakdown on the air.
Here's where you can find us. You can find us on at Chatter at the Chatterbox at chatter@chatterbox.com. Or
podcast.com.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm distracted.
Chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. Yeah, that's find us it. On the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. I am on the Twitter at August95.
I'm at Ren Mike D. Jamie, where are you at?
I'm at Coach Hill, and yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, I can't distract it.
Rob is available.
I can't. Rob Bender. I'm at Rob Bender.
And thank you, Jess, and Atlanta, for your feedback.
Thank you, Jess. That was excellent feedback. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
I get around.